Hi, I'm Dave Heller, the owner of the Quad Cities River Bandits, and I want to invite you to Modern Woodman Park this Friday for our big fireworks show. You know, our fireworks are the biggest explosions in the Quad Cities. Well, the biggest except when Darren comes out of a chili restaurant after having eaten the Macho Grande special. But that's something nobody wants to see or be a part of, trust me. Now enjoy today's podcast.
I would like to see and enjoy a chili restaurant. Not Chili's. Just a restaurant that has different kinds of chili. Can you imagine? What are you in the mood for? A sweet chili? You want something super spicy? You've got like six different kinds of chili. Toppings? Toppings? Like, we got like 11 different crackers.
You need a hot dog with that?
I'm going to call it not Chili's, but chili.
Chili for less.
It's just chili. Welcome, everybody.
That's so chili.
Welcome, everybody, to Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things podcast. My name is Dave. I believe you know my partner, Darren. How you been, Darren?
I'm all right. I guess one of our listeners got in Heller's face the other day. You need to get off those guys.
What? Get off? Like stop being a sponsor?
No.
He's too mean to you?
Yes, yes. You guys, you got to get out of their faces.
We love that he's in our faces.
It's fine.
Don't, please. Please don't harangue our sponsors.
A lot of these were our ideas.
I imagine, yeah, that's the truth. I imagine Dave got a kick out of it, maybe, or was he upset?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
Who did you hear this from, Dave or someone else?
No, from the person who got in Heller's face.
Oh, so they're like, I just went and yelled at the owner?
I just wanted to say, listen.
And just so you know, I went and yelled at your boss about that podcast that you do. Hey, thanks, I think. Yeah, your heart's
in
the right
place. It was all very well intended. And no, Dave hasn't brought it up.
Okay.
I'm sure it's...
See, I was thinking maybe Dave had said something to you like, boy, one of your listeners really let me have it.
Really clean my clock.
It's summertime and the living is easy.
Oh, it's barely summer.
A woman who was enjoying a day on the beach there in Maryland, Ocean City, Maryland. Doesn't that sound like a great place to spend your summer? Just hanging out on the beach when a stiff wind picked up an unattended umbrella and impaled itself in her chest.
See, this happens.
The wooden pole of an unattended rental umbrella pierced the skin of the upper left chest of this 46-year-old Pennsylvania woman over the weekend.
I've been speared.
Yeah. Yeah. She says she considers herself blessed that the injury was not more severe. Imagine that. I mean, you got to say something. I know faith is a tricky thing. And it means different things for different people. Can you imagine being on the beach, getting impaled by a beach umbrella, having it go right through
you? Oh, my lucky day!
And you just think, I'm so blessed. I wish I had this woman's perspective, you know? Just saying, that's pretty healthy. Or is it crazy? Is she a nut job?
I'd be just running around with that thing in me, just mad as a hornet.
Mm-hmm.
I'm here on business.
I guess this happens. They say there in Ocean City, it happens about once a year.
I've heard the story.
Just in this town, this happens once a year?
Yes.
Well, then maybe let's start attending the umbrellas. Maybe there should be some sort of rule that you don't leave umbrellas unintended. Or attended, I should say. The unintended consequence of having an umbrella in your chest. There were record wind gusts as high as 17 miles per hour.
Shouldn't you get fined if your umbrella goes flying and spears someone?
Right? According to a tourist there who talked to the USA Today, who says that this happens. Again, here's somebody, Butch Arbin, who's with the Ocean City Beach Patrol.
Oh, Butch.
Butch says this happens at least once a year, maybe once a year. He says, quote, one is still too many, but you've got to understand on any given day, there are thousands upon thousands of umbrellas on the beach. Well, maybe if you're dealing with an impalement once a summer, look, I enjoy fun in the sun as the next guy. I also enjoy being under an umbrella from time to time. Although in my day, we called them parasols.
Well, there's fun in the water, but there's danger too.
I guess... They asked people in the beach patrol. There are 200 people that work for the beach patrol there in Ocean City.
And it's nobody's job to make sure that the umbrellas are secured?
How about instead of patrolling the ocean, you start patrolling the umbrellas? Like, I'm an umbrella patrolman. My job is just to make sure.
Does a shark ever get speared by an umbrella?
Well, that would be helpful, but you're much more likely to get killed by an umbrella than you are a shark in Ocean City, Maryland. That's something to think about. Thousands of umbrellas cover the beach in Ocean City, whether from tourists or rentals. If left unsecured or unattended, strong winds can lift them from the sand, potentially damaging.
And they're a javelin then at that point.
Yes. Yeah, you're just...
These are not tiny umbrellas.
Well, no.
These aren't cocktail drink umbrellas.
Well, but let me ask you this.
How many of those are flying around?
Now, this is where I'm a jerk, but I got a feeling if an umbrella was coming after me, I could get out of its way pretty fast.
You think
so? It's a big target. I mean, look at that umbrella right there. And if that thing were to come right at me, I'd be able to move.
You'd probably move in the wrong direction. You moved right into its path.
It's kind of like when you see a squirrel and you swerve to avoid it, but then that's where the squirrel was going.
Yes. So, same thing with the umbrella.
All right, so here's the tip.
I thought I was making the right move.
Here's Dave.
Stand still.
Dave and Darren's ocean tip number one.
Don't move.
Run into the umbrella. It's never expecting that. You know how you're supposed to turn into your skids? When an umbrella's coming at you at the beach, don't run away. Run into the umbrella.
Attack the umbrella.
Don't show dominance. You're the alpha. You let that umbrella know who's the boss of the beach. It's you, not the umbrella.
Although, with that kind of velocity, the umbrella could go right through you.
Well.
And open up on the other side.
Yeah. You raise, I think, some interesting points. We've got a whole bunch of things to get to. In fact, we've compiled what we call the top five things.
Well, we should probably do that.
All right.
The top five things.
Wrinkles.
Ruffles. Snickers. Is brought to you by Mary's, a whole stable of horses, of imaginary horses.
You know, one of these days we're going to have a pony party, and it'll just be the imaginary ponies we've come up with on the show. We'll just go out to the wreckage of the Quad City Downs, I'll buy a keg, and we'll just...
And down the stretch they come!
In our minds, we'll just pretend horses are racing. It'll be fun. It does sound fun.
It's not bad.
What the hell you call that?
Pony party.
Man, what a stupid call that was.
Hey.
The Dave and Darren.
Let's go, you guys.
We're going.
Jeez.
Top Brother. Five Things podcast is brought to you by Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry. They have a brand new location at 2115 East 12th Street. You'll find them.
Boy, that new location is something else.
I know it. It's gorgeous. It's brand new. Village of East Davenport.
The old place was really nice, but this is an upgrade.
Well, you need to check it out. Their bridal sale is going on. Come in and check out their engagement ring starting at just $350 and their selection of GIA certified loose diamonds and the custom bridal line. They offer free cleanings and inspections. Stop in and experience their impeccable customer service. Take advantage of their interest-free financing options and find the perfect gift for every occasion. They are now open Tuesday through Friday, starting at 10 a.m., they're open from 10 till 5:30, and then they're open also on Saturday from 10 till 3. They're locally owned and operated. Check them out at marysdiamondsandjewelry.com. Like them on Facebook. Remember, when you're in there at the new location, make sure you mention Nacho Radio, and with any purchase, you're going to receive a free gem and jewelry cleaner. Again, the new location, 2115 East 12th, in the village of East Davenport, Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry, the podcast originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport, home of the Quad City's very best cheesesteak, and so much more. How about the cold turkey? Slow-roasted homemade turkey, provolone cheese, Russian dressing, coleslaw, and mayo. Of course, they also have the Bobby, which is voted the greatest sandwich in America. Turkey, cranberry sauce, homemade stuffing, and more. Make sure you like them on Facebook as well. They're open days a week with fresh-cut deli meats and cheeses. When you're there, of course, mention Nacho Radio. Get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
Got a couple of texts here on the text line I wanted to share with you.
Okay.
And this is someone who wants to become a wizard.
All right.
Now, a wizard is a patron. I mean, at this point,
you would have to be a patron at this point.
If you're trying to become a wizard. If you've been here from jump and you've heard every single episode, you're a wizard.
No, you could still be a wizard. You could be a wizard without being a patron.
If you've been here for every show.
Yes.
Yeah, right. Which, I mean, I don't even think either one of us has been here for every show, so I don't know. Well, I guess.
Yeah, we have.
Yeah. I guess we'd have to be.
I guess
that's the whole point. This is someone who's trying to become a wizard, though. This is from the 309 area code. It says, okay, so I'm trying to become a wizard, and I was talked about on an episode in the 130s. about how I saw Dave at the bar and talked about how Bert from the Bert Show did not like you guys. Do you remember this?
I don't think Bert from the Bert Show knows who
we are. He has no idea who we are.
Yeah, so I don't know that. We kind of think he's weird.
Well, that's Darren's bit, because he looks like
weird.
He's had some work done
weird.
On his face.
Wait,
look at me. I've been altered. I'm weird. That's the Bert from Bert Show, but that's really the extent of it.
Yes.
It says, I'm sorry if I talk too much about Darren. I think you're the best, Dave. Darren is just the side chick in my life. Well, thank you for the text. But Bert from Bert Show would
What's a side chick?
That's like a mistress. That's how they say mistress these days.
Oh,
a side chick.
Okay.
Yeah.
So not really committed
so
to
it. So I'd have to go back and listen to this episode, because this must, I mean, the 130s is, what, at least 3 years
yeah,
ago.
Yeah, you were at the bar?
Yeah. And Bert
and you're
from,
weird!
And Bert from Bert Show. Now, I will say this. What's more likely, what's infinitely more likely, and again, I have to go back and listen to this, because I don't remember any of this.
Yes.
It's possible that Bert from Bert Show had an interaction with a morning show from the Quad Cities, and he didn't like those guys. But it wasn't us. Because that would have been a morning show that got flown all around and taken to these conferences,
yeah.
And that was never our thing.
Yes, no, we've
so
never
my
met
guess
him.
Is that I Bert. Don't... My guess is Bert doesn't like another team that's in the Quad Cities.
Could be.
I'm guessing that he would have a problem with that, with them.
He doesn't know us,
but he certainly Bert from the Bert Show would have no idea who we are.
No, no. I don't think so.
I don't think so. But he's weird.
Look at me.
Jinx, buy me a pit bull.
Say y'all having a good time out there. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Is that a new thing?
Yeah, when you and I organically say the same thing at the same time.
Buy me a pit bull?
Jinx, buy me a pit bull.
Nice.
Here's one from the 563 that's wondering, hey, fellas, cover 5 this year?
I was asked about that the other day.
And one other thing, I checked the dictionary, and yes, you spell it A-U-N-T, not A-N-T. Thank you very much, sir. Yeah, we're not. I'm not saying aunt.
No, we don't.
My aunt Sandra's coming over for Kwanzaa. That's ridiculous. I can't. It's not for me.
Kwanzaa's a ways away.
It is. Now, are you doing Kwanzaa this year? I know you want to punt on Christmas.
Just 1 year.
You like when just, the, you light the candles and y'all come together?
Just, can't we collectively just? It'll be so much. It'll be so much nicer the second year.
Here's one. Somebody mentions that they work with the guy who's divorcing the lady that went on that rant at the Davenport City Hall during the Portillo's rezoning discussion.
Okay.
He says somebody showed him the video of his wife freaking out on their phone, and he left work early that day. Oh, that's awkward. Another 563 says, hey, fellas, is it pronounced coconut or coconut?
Coconut.
Darren says, coconut.
Coconut.
Like he's having a stroke. I just say coconut. But thank you
coconut.
For...
Coconut.
Here's one. Mike texts in saying, so after your conversation about Dr. Dog, I listened to a little. I'm no Beatles aficionado, but I can hear the influence in the tunes I heard. Wonder if there's a Dr. Dog Sirius satellite channel. Oh, there will be.
Mm-hmm.
There will be. I think there's a Fleetwood Mac channel now.
Probably. And
there's a U2 channel that's going away at the end of the month, which is just fine for me because I love U2. It's too much, you two. It's too much. Enough. 563. Well, you know what? I think that's it for text. We should just get to the top 5 things. Send us those texts. Where do they send those texts, Darren?
470-23-NACHO.
Number one.
Number one. Science has come up with a list of the most danceable songs of all time. Researchers have taken the beats and put them in a computer, and we've told you before the computers have crunched like what are the things that work, what
best makes
songs.
A hit song.
But this now crunched the numbers and said this is the most danceable song of all time. They looked at all of the number one songs on the Billboard charts going back to 1958, so 60 years, and they said that the most danceable song of all time.
Dancing?
The most danceable song
or
of all time.
Or the most danceable, the best song for ribbon dancing.
We all know that that's...
Kick it!
Fight for your right to party. Well, I think we all know that's the case. I'll give you here the number 10 most danceable songs according to this brand new analysis.
Mm-hmm.
Number 10, Michael Jackson, Billie Jean.
I was going to say Billie Jean.
Number 9, Baby Got Back, Sir Mix-a-Lot. Number 8 is Puff Daddy, Can't Nobody Hold Me Down. Lips Incorporated, Funky Town, comes in at number 7
Very
on the
list. Very
funky. Followed at number 6 by another song from 1980, Queen, Another One Bites the Dust. And then Pop Music by M.
Do people
comes in
dance
at number
to
5.
That song?
Oh my God, Another One Bites the Dust?
Do they?
Bum, 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 bum. Oh yeah.
I guess I've never seen anyone dance to it.
Oh, they get down.
That's popular at weddings? I mean, it's very appropriate.
Well, yeah, it's a song about somebody getting murdered by an assassin, but Another One Bites the Dust mean, yeah, when someone gets married, it's the joke.
Yeah, you're taken out of right. You're out of the single pool.
Right. You play that when you throw the bouquet or you cut the cake. Although, play cut the cake if you're going to cut the cake, huh? Michael, I want everyone to look at the cake before we
Well,
cut
there
it.
Is cut the cake by the average white band. They were not a one-hit wonder.
No, because I know where you're going to go with this. You're going to throw Pick Up the Pieces at me. Is that Average White Band?
That one went all the way to number 1.
Pick Up the Pieces did?
Yes.
And then, come on now. Stop yourself.
So not a one-hit wonder.
You know how I know the song Pick Up the Pieces?
Hmm.
Rhonda used to play that song when it was time to clean up the classroom.
That's what she played at the end of the day.
And I'll say
you
this.
You had the through the length of the song to clean up your desk and area.
I was never lucky enough to go into Rhonda's classroom, heard from others. It's the most immaculate room in the whole school.
Mm.
That's what I've heard.
Yes.
That was the word on the street and in the playgrounds.
You could eat off the floor. As a matter of fact, she made you.
Pop Music by M is number 5. Vanilla Ice, Ice Ice Baby is number 4. Hot and Her by Nelly is number 3. Justin Timberlake, Sexy Back is number 1. And the most danceable
number
song.
Number 2.
What did I say? I said number 1. No, number 2 is Sexy Back. Number 1 is Timbaland.
I don't know what you're looking for.
People just go nuts for this, apparently.
Don't know this song.
I know it's got that Nelly frittata in it. And doesn't that sound like it'd be a delicious thing to eat for lunch?
Some sort of Sunday brunch?
Oh, I had the Nelly frittatas. They were fantastic.
Didn't have enough Nelly in it, though.
I don't know this song. You don't know this one?
Never heard this song.
And I see
song,
Justin Timberlake's song. In this too. He's got the top 2 dance songs, is Justin Timberlake.
When did this song come out? Cause I don't know it.
I can't believe you don't know this song.
I don't.
It's so huge in the clubs. That's from 2002, I want to say. How old is that song?
No wonder.
No, 2007.
I wouldn't have known that.
Well, anyway, it's the, according to research, the most danceable song of the last 60 years. And now when it comes up, you'll be like, everybody likes to dance this song. Let me go out there and do the bump.
Well, remember those songs the next time you have to, someone asks you to DJ a wedding.
Yeah, and I'm going to like give a little information. Hey, everybody, computers.
Hey, these are the top 10.
Hey, buddies.
And now, on with the countdown. Where's Don?
2.
Does Don have my photos?
Is that Don?
Is Don on the phone?
It's not.
When somebody used their brains, I'm coming out of the cake cutting, and I'm playing an up-tempo record.
I got a grandma dance coming up.
All right, everybody. Well, she's going to throw the bouquet, but first, a story about kids and pets we can all relate to. It's about a dog named Snuffles.
Wrinkles. Snickers.
Number 2, Chick-fil-A doing something that no one else has done before. This could be a game changer, they think. Mm. Chick-fil-A is going to offer meal kits. Here, you take the food.
Make your own Chick-fil-A?
You take the food home and you make it. This starts at the end of next week. Chick-fil-A says they will offer meal kits at 150 restaurants across...
Make your own chicken sandwich?
They will offer these meal kits at 150 restaurants across the Atlanta area, which I guess is where their headquarters is, right? The 2-person meals up for grabs will be $15.89, and they'll take a half an hour for you to cook.
A chicken sandwich?
Chick-fil-A comes in new varieties, including chicken parmesan, chicken enchiladas, Dijon chicken, pan-roasted chicken, and chicken flatbread.
Chicken nuggets.
Side dishes include kale salad and macaroni and cheese. So you can get these at the drive-thru. They say the kits are designed so our guests don't have to order ahead, subscribe to a service, or make an extra stop up at the grocery store. So you're just getting, you're basically buying the ingredients
at Chick-fil-A. So as opposed to that extra stop at the grocery store, the extra stop is at Chick-fil-A.
My argument would be, why don't you make the food, and then and then I'll pay for it, and then I'll take it from the window, and then I'll bring it home, and we'll do that.
We'll eat it.
These meal kits, I don't understand.
I can't cook. I can't fix something. I'll starve if it's not for these meal kits. I don't know how things go together. How do you make a frozen pizza? How do you warm up a can of soup? I don't know. I'm going to need a meal kit.
Available at the counter or drive-thru.
How do you make a sandwich? I wish I had a meal kit to tell me.
Now, I'm going to ask a stupid question. It's two pieces of bread, right? Is it two?
Is it two? But
two feels right, but I just don't know.
Is it two together or is it separated by the meat?
Now, you don't put the meat on the outside, right? Or do you? I just don't know. How does this work? Available at the
counter. How do you warm up a can of ravioli?
Now, I put it in my mouth. I know
and
that.
And then I put my head in the microwave?
Now, where does the spit come from? Is that already in my mouth? I'm this stupid. I don't know.
I need help.
Help me, Chick-fil-A.
Someone give me a meal kit with an index card.
Kits are designed, they say, so our guests don't have to order ahead, subscribe to a service. This is one of the most innovative product launches in our company's history.
It's the only one.
And if this goes well in Atlanta, then they'll do it nationwide.
Okay, we'll keep an eye open for it.
Well, yeah, but until everybody starves to death because they're not serving meal kits on Sundays.
We'll put that next to the Wahlburgers beef that's $13 a pound.
Number three.
Are they selling Wahlburgers beef now at the Hy-Vee's?
Yes, they are.
It's $13 a pound?
No, but it's $8 a pound.
And I have to take it home and make my own patties?
Some of the patties might already be made, but it's $8 a pound.
What do they season it with that it's $8 a pound?
It's not seasoned. It's Wahlburger cows.
So, really?
Yes, Donnie and Danny and whoever they are.
Dougie and Diesel.
They go out there and actually slaughter the cows themselves. So you know it's good.
Well, you know what? I'd be interested in that. This beef tastes like the guy from those awful Transformers movies had a hand in butchering it.
He did.
Oh, well, then it's worth every penny I paid, friend.
These cows are the departed.
I'm going to get to number three, but first, Darren has a couple of words he'd like to share with you.
The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you by the East Moline Coffee Company, 3537 Archer Drive in East Moline, just north of United Township High School. Here's a good idea. Your favorite latte? How about you have that iced during the summer? Also, try one of their all-natural fruit smoothies.
So I put the coffee in the freezer? Is that how that works?
Do I have to wait till it's cold outside?
Am I wearing gloves while I enjoy this drink?
Do I put the ice in my mouth? Try a super tasty protein puck packed full of fruits and nuts. A great way to start.
This new character's starting to sound like the guy that goes to the drive-thru wanting revenge and a pound of flesh, by the way. Where's my meal kit?
Gourmet. Just put the fries in my mouth.
How does this get my ex to fall back in love with me?
Gourmet hot, iced, and frozen beverages, as well as whole bean coffee and loose leaf tea, biscotti, breakfast cookies, all natural oatmeal, muffins, and more. The East Moline Coffee Company. Join their loyalty rewards and check them out at eastmocoffee.com. The podcast is brought to you by our fine patrons at Podbean, as well as everyone who shops Amazon.com by using the link at nachoradio.com. The podcast originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport and 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Make sure you turn your favorite Capriati sandwich into a combo with a chip and a medium drink. Their fresh-cut deli meats and cheeses, absolutely delicious. They're open 7 days a week. Monday through Saturday, they're open at 10:30, 11 a.m. on Sunday. And don't forget their gift cards. They're the perfect gift because everybody loves Capriati's. And when you're there for lunch or dinner, make sure you mention Nacho Radio, and you will receive a medium sub, but only pay the price of a small one.
Here's a text here from 563. It says, Timberlake is on Sexy Back also. I swear I said that, though. That Justin Timberlake.
Timberlake or Timberland?
Timberlake, it says here. But he's right. Timbaland is on both songs, too. Timberlake and Timbaland are on both songs, right? But Nelly Furtado.
But they're not the same person.
I've never seen him in the same place at the same time.
Okay.
Three.
I mean, other than the video I just watched where they were dancing on stage at the same time, that would be the only time, I guess, I have seen that. Never mind. Hey, do you enjoy a good California wine? You're not much of a wine drinker, are you?
No.
Researchers say remnants of Japan's Fukushima nuclear reactor meltdown have been detected in California wine.
What's been detected?
Radiation. Parts from the Fukushima reactor in Japan.
Oh, remember, that was a while ago.
2011, friend. March of 2011, they had that earthquake, then they had that tsunami. And they're saying now that they're finding radioactive remnants.
Because I'm a radioactive. My wine is radioactive.
Thank you, The Firm.
Also not a one-hit wonder.
The Firm, I'd argue, is
all the King's
wonder.
Horses, stop yourself.
Nobody knows that song other than you.
It was a radio hit.
It was not. It was played overnights when you were working. It was an overnight record they played to give spins to it, but not really play it.
Remember The Law?
What was The Law?
Another Paul Rogers vehicle.
Who was in that?
I don't remember, but he was in it.
And then he was in Queen for a minute, too,
right?
He
was in Queen for a tiny bit.
What was The Law?
It was The Law. You look it up. I bet you'd like it.
The Firm? So he was in Free.
Yes.
Then Bad Company.
Yes.
Then The Law?
Yes.
Then The Firm?
Yes.
Then
The Firm and then The Law. You'll like it.
So is The Firm like an offshoot of The Law? Like, I love The Law. I love legal firms.
I think there might have been.
We love The Law so much, we became a firm.
There might have been other. Right, exactly.
Was it a super group?
I think there might have been another famous person in there with him. Maybe not. But
Terry Trickles.
Riffles.
Let's see. Okay, Kenny Jones.
Kenny Jones, that's right.
From Small Faces and The Who. The idea was that there were always going to be different musicians. And then that way Paul could do whatever he wanted.
Mm. I think they only did the one thing.
Yeah, well, that's the problem.
Yeah.
So he has a song called "Laying Down the Law."
Yeah.
It didn't chart.
It didn't?
No.
Yeah.
Not on the rock chart. Not in the Hot 100.
We played it a little bit
on the X. Did you in 1991?
Okay.
Was that part of the Rubber Room?
No, I think it was an actual rotation for a period of time.
Rubber Room. Stupid name. What? It was just so insulting because, like,
you must be crazy to listen to these songs.
That's it. So I was working at the Planet at the time, and then 97X was like getting its ass kicked by this tiny alternative station. Mm-hmm. So they're like, well, apparently they like this crazy music, this alternative stuff. You got to be in a rubber room to listen to music like that. So they did this hour called the Rubber Room where they just basically stole our format, saying that you had to be a crazy. First of all, insulting to mentally ill people, all right? Which, as you know, I
yeah,
feel
you never I'm do that.
I'm very passionate about, and they just took away my library card. So how much sense does that make? And I'm going down to Texas to help those children, and I live on 63rd Street.
You would never do that.
No. As you know, I'm very passionate.
Uh-huh.
And then, so then the whole idea was, you know, and then they would come into my
Why
studio.
Why are we talking about Paul Rogers?
Because the Firm is not a one-hit wonder, you said.
Yeah, but how did we get on that?
I don't know. I'll have to go back and listen. If you know why we're talking about
Paul
Rogers.
It is weird.
Why would the Burt Show even know who we are?
He doesn't.
Right?
They don't.
And how is this listener talking to Burt?
I don't know.
I must hear this episode to hear the story.
I don't know.
Hey, I'm from the Quad Cities, home of Dave and Darren. I don't like those guys. I guarantee if he said that, it wasn't us he was thinking about.
Remember when they sent a girl to for the royal wedding and all she ever asked people was, can you do an English accent?
Oh my God,
or an American accent?
That company, so bad.
I know.
We had to do these updates from it was the royal wedding, right?
Yes, the royal wedding, and we were mandated to do updates.
Was it Kate? And it was like basically some chick was sleeping with an executive in the company. So we had to do these updates, and this chick was over there sending them over.
And the only thing she ever asked
like
people was
royal wedding coverage. And we were like, we're a rock station.
Yeah,
nobody cares about the royal wedding.
Uh-uh.
You'll play these or you'll lose your job. And then it was a minute of this valley girl from Atlanta
asking people
to do American accents.
Could you do an American
and then just
accent?
Laughing at herself.
Uh-huh.
Now, she was from the Burt Show.
That's right.
So is that where this bad blood with the Burt Show started?
Maybe.
We're talking about, thank you, 563, for chiming in on this. You're talking about the firm because the wine is radioactive.
Oh, there we go.
Thank you, 563. We'd be lost without you. Can we get to number four? There's more on this wine being radioactive, but I already don't care.
I don't drink wine, so this isn't going to affect me.
Wine is for fancy ladies to drink. I don't care for it. I'll do a Cabernet Sauvignon if, like, that's all you got.
If I'm having a steak, I might dip my steak in a little bit of it.
Tell you what you don't want to dip in wine is Goldfish crackers.
Because they are radioactive.
Well, no, but they're full of salmonella, apparently. Mm. Pepperidge Farm is voluntarily recalling a bunch of varieties of their Goldfish crackers. Remember when the crackers were packed with salmonella? Pepperidge Farm remembers! Company took the action yesterday after one of its ingredient suppliers notified them that the powder that's used in seasoning may be contaminated with salmonella.
Can't have that.
I understand getting salmonella from handling raw chicken or picking up an iguana. I get that.
But these aren't real fish.
No.
These are crackers.
There's salmonella in the whey that's used to season these things. Mm. I read an article this morning. There have been 44 different cases, or cases in 44 different states where people have gotten salmonella from chicken. And you're thinking, okay, they didn't wash their hands after they were preparing chicken.
Mm-hmm.
No, these were all people that have chickens in their backyard, and they go out and they give them little kisses.
Oh, sure.
You got a chicken disease.
Uh-huh.
Like chicken
for kissing chickens.
Yeah. It's like you got some sort of chicken
not
VD.
Not kissing cousins.
No.
Kissing chickens. Kissing your cousin's chicken.
I'm super sick. Well, have you been handling poultry? Well, I mean, I go in my backyard and I make out with a chicken every once in a while. Oh, yeah, no, that's what did it to you. Okay.
It's beak week.
Five.
Number five.
Consider yourself zing.
Zing of the day.
Beak week? So this weirdo waits all year long.
All year long.
For the week. And then he tongues the chicken on beak week.
Uh-huh.
I can't help myself. It's beak week. That's marvelous.
Zing of the day brought to you by the East Moline Coffee Company.
Finally, a guy in New Hampshire was arrested. He went to a Planet Fitness. And, you know, their whole gimmick at Planet Fitness is, hey, guys, come to Planet Fitness and work out. This is a judgment-free zone.
You can say that, but no place is.
Well, I don't know. I think people, you're probably right. You're right.
I know I'm out there judging you.
And you don't even have a membership.
And I don't have a membership.
I just sit
in the parking lot and judge as you walk in and out.
Listen to the Burt Show.
Uh-huh.
It's weird.
Oh, look at that fatty. Like, they're going to lose weight.
Anyway,
why is that fat so trying to work out?
Whenever you're doing it, it's not working for you, friend.
Hey, Boney Maroney. Why don't you pick up something more than the bar?
A guy stripped naked before working out at this gym in New Hampshire.
Working out naked?
Yes, because he told the cops when they came to get him. 34-year-old Eric Stango, charged with indecent exposure,
that's so
lewdness,
Stango,
and disorderly conduct. On Sunday, he got completely naked and started working out at the Planet Fitness. When the cops came to arrest him, he told them, hey, I thought this was a judgment-free zone.
Good for him.
Free on bail. He'll be arraigned in September there in New Hampshire.
Wonder how the guy, I don't really care, but I wonder how the guy that got kicked out of his parents' house is doing.
Yeah, you don't hear about him anymore. It's like we all gave up on him. Almost like that was a stupid story the whole time.
That was so 2018.
Well, it turns out being lazy is good for you. They've done some research and they say there are 7 health benefits to being lazy.
Oh, at least.
You're less prone to burning out if you're lazy.
You're pacing yourself, aren't you?
Lazy people have lower blood pressure.
Mm-hmm.
You also have, it says here, higher emotional intelligence if you're lazy. You feel less lonely and have higher self-esteem. Lazy people do.
Mm-hmm.
Your skin is clearer.
Yeah, it's not going to break out from all the stress.
Oh, is that it? I guess, or there's no like oil in your skin because you're not moving around much. You can also think more freely, according to this study.
I got nothing on my mind.
And lazy people get more sleep,
mm-hmm.
and more sleep is better for your health.
Certainly.
So if you are lazy, don't beat yourself up.
No.
You're going to live a long life, a long, boring life. And your skin's going to look phenomenal.
Mm-hmm. Look,
which
I'm
is
glowing.
Really, at the end of the day,
how you're judged.
Yeah, that's what it's all about. Finally, Stormy Daniels getting divorced.
I didn't know she was married.
I didn't either. Her husband's alleging adultery. Now look, I'm not here to judge, although that's what I'm about to do. Bro, you
this
married.
This is not a judge-free zone.
You married a porn star. You married a porn star, bro. Her husband.
And she has to have it.
Her husband has filed for divorce. Glendon Crane, who married Stormy Daniels back in 2015, he filed a petition last week in Texas. He is a heavy metal drummer.
Ah,
well. He's also, by the way, I guess, a porno star.
Well, then there you go.
He's saying she's committed adultery, and he wants sole custody of his 7-year-old daughter with her. He also wants child support from her, a financial award, and a disproportionate share of their community property. A financial award? Is that something you can ask for when you get divorced? Also, I'd like a financial award.
And an award show. Where I'm the only winner. And I keep coming up and getting stuff.
Do you see both of the Dukes of Hazzards are in trouble?
I saw that John Schneider go to jail?
John Schneider owes his wife $150,000.
Okay. That's why he's in jail?
He owes his wife $150,000 in alimony. And he's like, nope, not paying it.
Remember when we had him on the show and I made some sort of reference to, oh, I don't know. Because he was like an extra in Smoking the Bandit.
Uh-huh.
And I said something and he didn't care for
it. He did not find you charming.
No, he didn't.
No. No, you made some crack.
I made some,
like,
sort of crack.
Yeah.
At his expense.
Yes.
And he didn't care for it.
Well, he owes the wife $150,000.
But I bet he didn't care for that either.
And he's like, no, I'm not paying it.
No.
And
okay, we're going to lock you up.
And he's like, I'm reporting for jail. Throw me in jail.
Oh.
I'm not giving her a nickel.
Yeah.
It's $150,000. So the judge is like, all right, you're going to jail.
Mm-hmm.
He goes to jail. He's there for like 4 hours.
Yeah.
And they're like, we don't have any room for you. You got to go.
Bye.
And he's like, all right.
See you later.
Best 4 hours I ever did. And I guess the whole time he was in jail, everyone was like, what the? Is that Bo and or Luke Duke? Which one were you?
Just don't sing.
Meanwhile, the other one from the Dukes of Hazzard just
Tom Wopat?
He just pled guilty to inappropriately touching two women in the cast of a musical he was starring in.
That's another one who thinks he can sing.
They were rehearsing. He was Luke Duke. John Schneider was Bo.
And they both had singing careers, or they told us they did.
John Schneider had a top 10 hit. What do you mean? He was a top 10 hit, man.
Top 10 country hit.
False. It was top 10 on the pop charts.
He's no Jack Wagner.
Well, it was. Do you remember what his hit was?
No.
He did a cover of It's Now or Never. In 1980.
I don't remember that.
And it went to like number 9.
No, I don't know that.
The man was huge.
No Jack Wagner.
Now, Jack Wagner did All I Need.
That's
did
right.
He have any other hits?
He didn't need one.
Anyway, Luke Duke. That's a Freudian slip. Apparently, when he was touching one of the girls on stage, he was like, he said to her, quote, I'm a creepy old man. He's getting a continuation and also dealing with admitting to sufficient
facts.
That
doesn't absolve you from being a creepy old man, though.
He's admitting to sufficient facts, taking an Alford plea on a charge of cocaine possession.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why those boys were always in such a hurry. Mm-hmm. That's going to do it for this installment. When are we doing another one, you think?
We are back here at 4:30 tomorrow.
Oh,
so we'll see you then.
That's marvelous.
The podcast has originated from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport, 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Taste the Capriati's difference. Only the very best and freshest ingredients guaranteed. Oven roasted in the shop daily. Capriati's slow roasted homemade turkey and roast beef are hand pulled daily. And their fresh cut deli meats and cheeses are absolutely delicious. Like them on Facebook. If you're having a get together, let Capriati's do all the work. Whether it's a picnic, a birthday party, a tailgate party, graduation, office meeting, or corporate event, Capriati's is sure to be a hit. If you're there for lunch or dinner, make sure you mention Nacho Radio. You'll get a medium sub for the price of a small one at Capriati's. Extraordinary food for those unwilling to settle.
Thanks so much for listening to Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things. Until we get a chance to do it for you next time, hang loose, kooks.
And you stay classy, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities, represent. This is for the Quad Cities reppin' spot. Davenport, yeah, we keeping it locked. Rock out, come on, and it just don't stop. East Moline, yeah, they keeping it hot.
All right, show's over, I'm tired.